KYW News Time, 7 o'clock.
Traffic, weather, breaking news.
This is KYW News Radio 1060, a CBS radio station serving Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware.
KYW News Radio 1060.
This is Wednesday, the 27th of July. Good morning, I'm Ed Abrams.
And I'm Carol McKenzie.
77 right now, and it's mostly cloudy at the CBS Broadcast Center, going up to 92.
In the news at this hour...
And I move that Hillary Clinton be selected as the nominee of the Democratic Party for President of the United States.
History being made in Philadelphia. Hillary Clinton is the first female to carry the mantle of presidential nominee for a major political party.
Democrats break another barrier in presidential nominations.
This is going to be a major change for the way the country sees women's leadership.
I'm Pat Loeb at the Wells Fargo Center.
Former President Bill Clinton painted an intimate portrait of the Hillary he knows.
She's the best darn change maker ever.
I'm Mike DiNardo at the Democratic National Convention.
I'm Tim Jimenez at the Wells Fargo Center. Day three of the DNC means prime time for the president. The man who could be vice president, plus a familiar Philly face, hits the stage.
Will some Bernie Sanders delegates stage a Kane mutiny when the Virginia senator accepts the Democratic nomination for vice president?
Yes, 55%. No, 26%.
I'm Steve Tawa.
In sports, the Phillies fell to the Marlins. They'll play again this afternoon. In business,
I'm Steve Potaska. Bloomberg, Boeing lands a big jet plane order while rival Airbus sees its profits fall.
Futures up, S&P by 4.
I'm CBS 3 meteorologist Katie Fallinger. Partly sunny and still hot today. The high hits 92. 2 degrees, and some spots south of the city could pick up just a very isolated shower or storm. Partly cloudy and warm tonight. We hit 75 for the overnight low. But coming up, the heat wave is finally going to break. I'll tell you when we check eyewitness weather on KYW News Radio.
Right now, it is 78 degrees, mostly cloudy at the CBS Broadcast Center. KYW News Time, 7:02. Now, traffic and transit on the twos.
Morning to you, Ed. Conditions are fine so far this morning. All major highways and interstates are open around and through Philadelphia during the DNC. Slow 41 up to Route 295. 55 is jammed, merging with the 42 freeway. Beyond that, across Delaware River bridges, we are in pretty good shape. SEPTA Rail is still on a modified schedule because of equipment shortages. We are seeing some delays from just minor to up to 10 minutes. From the Trumark Financial Credit Union 24-hour traffic center, I'm Sam Clover.
KYW News Time, 7:04.
The Democratic National Convention, here in Philadelphia. Now, the very latest from the convention venues and all around the city on KYW News Radio.
Night two sees history made at the Democratic National Convention.
I can't believe we just put the biggest crack in that glass ceiling yet.
Hillary Clinton has become the first female major party nominee for president. She appeared on screen to thank her supporters. Her husband, former President Bill Clinton, took the stage and electrified the crowd. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Bill Clinton spoke intimately of the Hillary Clinton he knew, from the girl he kept staring at in Yale Law School, to the woman who fought for the rights of children and the disabled, to the Secretary of State who worked for peace and battled climate change. The former president said his wife is the clear choice.
For this time, Hillary is uniquely qualified to seize the opportunities and reduce the risk we face. And she is still the best darn changemaker I have ever known.
In his 42-minute keynote, Bill Clinton referred to the Hillary he knew as the real one, not the cartoon created by Republicans. At the Democratic National Convention, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.
Rock Station.
100.7 WMMS.
Or 800-348-1007 in here. Want to send me a text? 35192 for that. If you don't want to send me a text, number is 35192. And everything else, you need to email us or find us on Twitter, Facebook, all that. You can go to alancoxshow.com. If you are following me on Twitter at alancoxshow, I posted a photo of that dude that got his leg bitten by the crocodile. Did you see that? Or the alligator or whatever?
Well, no.
It's
on Twitter?
It's gruesome, yeah. So, okay, Hillary picked Tim Kaine as her vice presidential candidate. And people were like, oh, he's not exciting. Again, I don't need a guy to be exciting. I need somebody who's good at what they do. This guy is very highly regarded by people of both parties, by the way. Because a lot of people said, well, maybe she'll pick Cory Booker, who's been, he's a senator now, but he was the mayor of Newark. That seemed to me like it'd be pandering. You pick a black guy, seemed to be kind of pandering. Maybe not. Elizabeth Warren is way too vital on her own to be hamstrung by riding shotguns. So she'll speak at the DNC. Tim Kaine, not a marquee name, but he speaks. But again, politics is all calculation. He speaks fluent Spanish. He was the mayor of Richmond, Virginia, about 15 years ago. That is a town that's like 60% black. And he's considered to be a real smart guy who can work with a bunch of different people. So it's a, I think it's a good pick for her. You know? She wasn't going to pick Elizabeth Warren because, frankly, for all the people who can't handle one woman running for president, they sure as hell weren't going to vote for two women.
I hate this entire election. I hate everything about this election. There's not one person.
I think if you put, if you, it's going to sound very cynical on my part, but I think if you look at it merely through the prism of entertainment, your blood won't boil as much.
Prison.
Huh?
Not prison, prism.
Through the prism of entertainment, it'll calm you down a little bit. Because otherwise you'll just get angry no matter what side you're on.
But I can't look at it as entertainment. This is not supposed to, this is the one thing in life that is not supposed to be entertaining. And it's more entertaining than any of the Kardashians I've seen, any of the concerts going on right now. This is like deciding our fate as America. And yet it's...
But is it?
People say art...
But is it?
But yeah, it is. Because people say art... people emulate art and like make it in their real life. But people... This is actually dividing...
You mean life imitates art?
Life imitates art, yeah. I got it backwards. But this is the actual type of like entertainment that people should be emulating. And then they're not... And they're dividing. No, not one person. Except
I don't even know what you're saying right now.
You've lost me completely. I'll encapsulate it this way. It's very rare that you will have voters on both sides who can't stand their own candidate.
Yes.
Or the other one.
That's exactly what
I'm
saying.
That's the tough part. And I said this last week. The thing that bummed me out the most about the RNC was that it wasn't any fun. There was no, like, joy to it. It was very... There was, like, a feeling of detachment. Like, everybody thought, well...
That's fire and brimstone.
This is what we got. Let's see what we can do. I mean, even Trump supporters know that he's a sideshow attraction.
said I know what I'm talking about.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
I know you're waking for the CIA.